Okay, we're going to start here on the bottom of Tetzayin Amud Bet. We're just going to chaz over the Shita of Rav Chisda. The Gemara is going to continue, basically, for the rest of the Perek, to discuss the Shita of Rav Chisda and the Shita of Rabba. We already saw the Shita of Rabba, which was explaining what transpired in the Mishnah. We have a conversation that takes place between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva poses a problem about Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer answers him, and then Rabbi Akiva questions the answer of Rabbi Eliezer, and then we have some unknown conclusion to that, where Rabbi Akiva says, "Amaitiloh behemaki Shabbat." So we have three Amoraim who explain what transpired in the Mishnah. We had yesterday, we had Rabba and Abaye, and now we're going to speak about Rav Chisda. Just to remind ourselves, Rabba says that for sure Rabbi Akiva agrees when we're talking about a case of Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, which is a case where you know Melacha Zasura, but you forgot that it was Shabbat. Over there, it's Pshito, even to Rabbi Akiva, that the Amim Bentayim, the weekdays that sit between those Shabbatot, are considered a Hefsek, and therefore you have to bring a Korban for every Shabbat. The question that Rabbi Akiva posed to Rabbi Eliezer is, by Zadon Shabbat, v'shigigat Melachot, where he knows it's Shabbat today, he just forgot that these Melachot are Asurot. In that case, do you have to bring a Korban for every malacha, that's it, or do you have to bring a Korban for every malacha on every Shabbat that you forgot about it? Are the Shabbatot considered to be gufin mechulakim, separate entities? Rabbi Lezer answers him in the affirmative that they are separate gufin, and Rabbi Akiva lo kabul mina, he did not accept that from Rabbi Lezer. We had the second question, which is common to all of them, which is, are toladot separate from avot, or are they the same as avot? Meaning, does the toldah, which is underneath the umbrella of an av, if you violate the toldot, many toldot from the same av, or a toldah and an av, do you bring one korban chatat, or do you bring multiple korbanot? Rabbi Eliezer responded to him that toldah has the same din as an av, meaning that it's a separate entity, a separate unit, and you bring a chatat for each toldah, and Rabbi Akiva rejected that. That's the shita of Rabba. Now, Rav Chisda says, Zadon Shabbat, Vishigigat Milachot. When it comes to Zadon Shabbat and Shigigat Milachot, which is a case where he knows it's Shabbat, he forgot about the Milachot, Afilu Rabbi Akiva Sirilek the Gufin Damion. He thinks that everything is considered to be separate Shabbatot. That means that in a case where a person violates a Milacha over and over again on multiple Shabbatot, they will not only have to bring a Korban for every Milacha that they forgot about, they have to bring a Korban for every Milacha they forgot about on every Shabbat that they forgot. Ah, what about the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, the Mishnah from Shabbat, which says in the case of Zadon Shabbat, Vishigigat Melachot, that you're a Chayav, a Kol Melacha, Melacha, but doesn't mention about every Shabbat? You have to read it there. What it means, Chayav, a Kol Melacha, Melacha, means for every Shabbat. And you have to read that into the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. So what was the question of Rabbi Akiva that he posed to Rabbi Eliezer? This is it. Vichiba, I mean, Vishigigat Shabbat, Vizadon Melachot. The question that he posed to him was a case where he knew that Malchot are Surot on Shabbat, but he forgot it was Shabbat. Is the weekdays in between considered or classified as a break? And Rabbi Lezer answered him, they are. The weekdays in between are enough to separate between the Shabbatot to make each Shabbat independent. That means for every Shabbat that you forgot, you have to bring a separate Korban. And Rabbi Akiva accepted that, and we know that from the Mishnayot in Klal Gadol. And he also answered him with regards to toladot. When it comes to the toldah of the avot, the vladei melachot ki melachot damion, they have the same status as the av. The lo kabul mina, there he did not accept it from him, because we know again in Klal Gadol, it says over there that if you do harbei melachot, mei melacha achat, many melachot that are subsumed under a single umbrella of an av, you only bring one chatat. The difference between Rabbo and Rav Chisda is about where the question is. Is the question on Zadon Shabbat, or is the question on Zadon Melachot? That's the difference between them. The difference between Abaye and Rav Chisda is what they agreed. Did Rabbi Akiva disagree about Gufin Mechulakin with regards to Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot, or did he agree with him? According to Rav Chisda, he agreed with him. According to Abaye, he disagreed with him. Right now, Gemara says, "I'm Rav Chisda, Amina Aminala. I can prove to you that I'm right." The Tanya, we have a Beraita, Kotev Shtei Otiyot Belamachat Chayav. If he writes two letters in one forgetting, that's the Shiur for Ktivan Shabbat is Bet Otiyot. Then he is Chayav. Bebet Halamot. What happens if he forgets, writes a letter, remembers, then forgets again and writes another letter? Rabbi Gamliel mechayev. Rabbi Gamliel says you can be mitzareif them. Chachamim potrim. Chachamim say you're patur. Umode Rabbi Gamliel. Shim katav otachat b'shabbat zu. Otachat b'shabbat acheret. He agrees. Rabbi Gamliel says if I write one letter to this Shabbat and one letter the next Shabbat, patur. That you can't join those two because the Shabbatot are considered to be separate. V'tanya achrita. We have another brayta. Kotev shteil diyo b'shtei Shabbatot. Someone writes two letters on two Shabbatot. Shabbat zu, v'chad b'shabbat zu, one on this Shabbat and one on the next Shabbat. Rabbi Gamliel mechayev, v'chamim podrim. Over here, Rabbi Gamliel is mechayev. So it's a stir on the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. In one case, Rabbi Gamliel says, if you write on one letter this Shabbat and one letter the next Shabbat, you are patur. In the next case, the next bright, Rabbi Gamliel says, you are chayav. So how are we going to reconcile this stir in Rabbi Gamliel? So Rabbi Chisda says, kasal kadatcho, the Rabbi Gamliel can Rabbi Akiva severely. I'm going to suggest that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva. So now, based on it, he goes, Bishlam Adidi, according to the way I've explained Rabbi Akiva's Shita now, the Amina is Adon Shabbat, Vishigigat Melachot, in a case where you know it's Shabbat and you forgot about the Melachot, Afil Rabbi Akiva Omer the Shabbatot Gugufiyin Damien, that he thinks that Shabbatot are considered to be separate, and therefore you're going to have to bring a separate Korban for every Shabbat that you violated that Melachot. Hadatan you patur. The case where you are patur is bezadon Shabbat v'shigigat melachot. It's a case where you knew a Shabbat, but you forgot about the melacha of ktiva. So why can't you be mitzareif? A letter you wrote this Shabbat and a letter you wrote next Shabbat is because shigigat melachot the Shabbatot kegufin damian. They're like separate entities, and since they're separate entities, I can't be mitzareif one Shabbat to the other Shabbat. V'hadatan you chayav. The second bright that says you chayav is talking about shigigat Shabbat. Vizadon melachot, a case where you forgot it was Shabbat, even though you knew the melachot were asurot. Because over there, even though everybody agrees, or we know that Rabbi Akiva agrees that the yamim bentayim, the days in between, are considered to break up the Shabbatot, why over here do they not break up the melacha? Because over in yediyah lachatzi shi'ur, says that there is no such thing as a yediyah in between that creates a chatzi shi'ur. You can only have a yediyah after you finish a complete melacha. If you haven't finished the complete malacha yet, then having yediyah in between is not as if you remembered anything, because you didn't remember the malacha, because you haven't done the malacha yet. Until you've completed the malacha, there is no such thing as a yediyah. Therefore, I can prove to you that I'm right, that Rabbi Akiva agrees to the position of Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Zadon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot. When it comes to the case of where I know it's Shabbat and make a mistake of Malachot, that Kugufiyin Dami, that Shabbatot are considered to be separate entities. And you have to bring a separate korban for every melacha that he does on every Shabbat. And so I can prove that to you because that's how I can explain the stira and the brayto. Stira and the brayto is, I'll say there are two different instances. One instance is Shigat Shabbat is Zadon Melachot. The other one is Zadon Shabbat is Shigat Melachot. So that's a proof to my opinion. The reason why Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot are considered to be separate is because of the idea in between. It's not because the Shabbatot are separate. It's because of the knowledge that you had in between. That knowledge is impactful when you have a chatzi shiur. On the other hand, when you had Zadon Shabbat, Shigulach Malachot, the reason that they're considered to be separate entities is not because of the idea of end time, it's because Shabbat itself is considered to be a separate entity. And each Shabbat is totally independent of the other Shabbat, nothing to do with the idea in between. Elul Rabbo, according to Rabbo's explanation, Amar Svirle Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva holds, this Shabbatot ki guf echadein, that he thinks Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer on this point, that thinks that Shabbatot are like a guf echad. So then, Bishlama hadatanya, I can explain the bright that says chayav. That I can explain to Mishkachala. Ben bezadon Shabbat shigat malchot, the Shabbatot ke guf echad. I can explain that both by a case of zadon Shabbat, we knew Shabbat, and yet shkigulah by the malacha, because all the Shabbatot are considered to be one entity. If they're one entity, then if you do a malacha this Shabbat and the next Shabbat, you can be mitzarif them. Uben bishigat Shabbat bezadon malachot. And I can also explain it in the case of where he shigat Shabbat, that he knew that Zadon Melachot, Melachot HaSurot, he just forgot it was Shabbat. I can also say there why he'd be chayav, because of our India, the Chatzi Shiur. But, Velo da Hada Tanya, the bright that says Patur, but my Mukimla, Lo Bahada, Velo Bahada. You can't work it out in either one of them. It doesn't work, according to you. Both Zadon Shabbat and Shigat Melachot and Shigat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot end up being chayav, according to you. So how are you going to explain the bright of Rabbi Gamliel if he holds like Rabbi Akiva? The answer is that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And I'll solve your problem. He'll hold like Rabbi Eliezer. The same way that Rav Chista explained the Braitot, according to Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that there could Gufyan Damyan, we'll just say that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Because that's what I think Rabbi Eliezer says. Eliezer says that Shabbatot are considered to be independent entities. Now the Gemara challenges that and says, V'habniktani, the Braita that says you are Chayav for two Melachot, and then Patur in the end when it's two Shabbatot, Umode Rabbi Gamliel. It says Rabbi Gamliel admits over there. Michlao de pligi achar naito. That means that he argues in another situation. Yamar bishlamo, if you explain it to Rabbi Akiva, svirle, that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, I know de pligi. Where does he argue? He argues in a case of Shigat Shabbat in Zadom Melachot. Because over there, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer both agree that Shigat Shabbat is Zadom Melachot, that the Yamim are Michalkim. But they'll argue about whether there's a Yadiyah L'chatzi Shiur or not. Rabbi Gamliel will believe that any Yadiyah L'chatzi Shiur, and therefore they are Chayav in that case. One would be Chayav for Kutev Shtei Otiyot B'Shei Shabbatot, because there is no Yadiyah in between, because any Yadiyah L'chatzi Shiur. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva will be like the Chachamim who are Poter over there. He'll believe that there is a Yadiyah L'chatzi Shiur. So if you do that, we have a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel with regards to Shigat Shabbat v'Zadon Melachot. They'll agree that Yamim Mechalkim, but they'll disagree about whether there's a Yadiyah L'chatzi Shiur or not. Then we'll come to the case of Zadon Shabbat v'Shigat Melachot, and there we'll say Kegufin Damyon, that they're considered to be separate entities. And Rabbi Gamliel will be Modeh the Rabbi Akiva over there. He'll be Modeh that it's Kegufin Damyon, they're like separate entities entirely, and therefore you'll be Patur. Just like Rabbi Akiva says you're patur by Shigat Shabbat v'Zadon Melachot, over here Rabbi Gamliel is responding and saying, yes, by Zadon Shabbat Shigat Melachot, I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva, that there you will be patur. But if we explain, like Rabbo, that Rabbi Akiva argues about Zadon Shabbat v'Shigat Melachot, and there he believes it's keguf echad, then I have in both instances, it's going to turn out that Rabbi Akiva is going to think that you are Chayav in this case. If it's Zadon Shabbat v'Shigat Melachot, then keguf echad v'chayav. They're one goof, and you're going to be Chayav. If it's Shigat Shabbat v'Zadon Melachot, the Yamim are Michalkim, but there's no Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur, and ain't Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur means that you're going to be Chayav. So if that's the case, then in both instances, everybody agrees that you are Chayav. And therefore, I can only explain the second Braita that says Rabbi Gamliel is Michayev. But if I come back to the first Braita that says Rabbi Gamliel is Patur, then by my Mukimla, what are you going to set it up? Lo b'chada, v'lo b'chada. You can't set it up as Zadon Shabbat v'Shigat Melachot, and you can't set it up as Shigat Shabbat v'Zadon Melachot. Because even if you want to say by the case of Shigat Shabbat v'Zadon Melachot that people will say you're Patur over there because Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur, there's no way to make you patur in that case. Because we know Rabbi Gamliel for sure believes that there is Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. That's the only way to explain why Rabbi Gamliel is Michayev by a Kotev Shtei Otiyot, the Shtei Shabbatot. If that's the case, Rabbi Gamliel definitely holds that there is Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. And if that's the case, we can never find a case, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Gamliel can say that you would be patur. So that's a problem for the explanation of Rabbo. So we'll just read that inside now. Ve'ela hadetanya patur for Rabbo, according to Braita that says Rabbi Gamliel believes are patur, but my mukipla. How are you going to explain it? Lo behada, ve'lo behada. You can't explain it in either way. So Amar lecha Rabbo, Rabbo is going to respond and say Rabbi Gamliel severe like Rabbi Eliezer. Gamliel does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, but rather like Rabbi Eliezer. Damar, according to Rabbo, that Shabbatot kegufin mechulakim damyan, that they have separate dinim. So now it'll work out, because in the case of Chayav, Rabbi Gamliel will hold like Rabbi Eliezer, number one, that Shigat Shabbat is Adon Melachot, De'amim Michalkim. And everybody agrees to that. But you'll say, Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. And if there's no Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur, that's why you're Chayav in that case. In the case where you're Patur, you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbo, which is Adon Shabbat, V'Shigat Melachot, they are Kegufim Mechulakim. If they're Gufim Mechulakim, then you're going to be patur, because what you did on this Shabbat has no relevance to what you do on the next Shabbat. So I'll explain Rabbi Gamliel in Shita to Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, okay, that's very nice. In the first Braita where it says patur, it says moder Rabbi Gamliel. Michlal de Pelige Acharenaito. That means that they're arguing in another case. According to the way Rav Chisda set it up, we know they're arguing in the case of Shigiyat Shabbat Nezadon Melachot. Everybody agrees that the Yamim are Michalkim. Just they argue about whether there's the idea of the Chatzis Shiur or not. And then along comes the case where we're Patur. Rav Gamliel agrees to Rabbi Kiva that you're Patur because that Zadon Shabbat Shigiyat Melachot is Kugufin Damian, you're Patur. So that's what it means. That's where we're going to say their machloket is. Then we can explain it that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't have a yediyah lechatzis shiur, and Rabbi Akiva thinks you do have a yediyah lechatzis shiur, and therefore they'll argue. Rabbi Gamliel will be mechayev, and Chachamim, who are Rabbi Akiva, will say you're patur. Umode Rabbi Gamliel in the first brayta where we say we're patur, bizadon shabbat b'shigat malachot. We'll set up that case as being zadon shabbat, where you know it's Shabbat, you forgot the melachot, but they will say that the Shabbatot are considered to be separate. Shehu patur, because no two Shabbatot can connect in that case. Almo Shabbatot kegufin damyon. And that would prove what Rav Chisda had said before, that Shabbatot have a din in gufin, and they'd be totally separate. Eliyah Mart, if you want to explain it the way you did, Rabbo, that Rabbi Gamliel ke Rabbi Eliezer, sphere late, that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, michlal de plige, that they argue. Pimai, where are they going to argue? Ibis Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot. If the case of Shigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot, which is the way we set up the second brayta where you're chayav, afilu Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel severe, that you can't do what we did with Rabbi Akiva. With Rabbi Akiva, we say they argue on about whether the yesh yediyah lechatzis shiur or not. Rabbi Akiva says yesh yediyah, and Rabbi Gamliel says ein yediyah. So you want to do the same thing to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel? You'll say Rabbi Gamliel says ein yediyah lechatzis shiur, and Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh yediyah lechatzis shiur, that won't work. Because we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that ein yediyah lechatzis shiur. Then yediyah lechatzis shiur, the Tanya, we have an explicit braita that says in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, HaKutev shtei otiyot b'shtei shabbatot, ot achat b'shabbat zu, v'ot achat b'shabbat zu. Write a letter this Shabbat, letter next Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer, michayev. Rabbi Eliezer is michayev. Now the only place that Rabbi Eliezer can be michayev has to be a case of shigiyat Shabbat and zadon melachot. Because if it was Adon Shabbat and Shigat Malachot, we know Rabbi Eliezer for sure holds that they're Kegufin Damyon, they're separate. So there he'll definitely be Patur. So the only place he can be Chayav is in a case of Shigat Shabbat, where he forgot a Shabbat, but he knew these Malachot were Asurot. Over there we say Yamim Mechalkim, that the days divided up. But how could you be Chayav? That must mean that he holds Ein Yediyah Lechatzis Shiur. That means Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer agree Ein Yediyah Lechatzis Shiur. So where is their Machloket? Ve'elo, so what do you want to suggest now, that their machloket is somewhere else, b'achat al arig? So if you want to suggest that Rabbi Gamliel believes when it comes to weaving, if you start out a new weave, you have to weave three rows in order to be chayav. If you add on to an existing woven beged, you only have to add on one row in order to be chayav. So Rabbi Gamliel will say over there, when you add on one, you're chayav. Rabbi Eliezer say, you're not chayav over there, because you have to have it from new. We're not mitzareif the old weaving to the new weave that you're doing on now. And then we'll come and say, oh, mode, but it's the mode, mode Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, by the case of Zadon Shabbat, Shigat Melachot, that Rabbi Gamliel's mode to Rabbi Eliezer, that they're your patur, that they're considered to be separate. Shabbatot are considered to be separate, just like Rabbi Eliezer holds Ve'arig, that they're separate. Well, that doesn't work either, because chayuv e'michayev. There, Rabbi Eliezer is also Michayev when it's one. Ditnan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Oreg Shlosha Chutim Bitchila. When you start out a new weave, you have to weave three strings worth. You have to weave three rows. V'achad al arig. But if something that's already woven, you only have to add on one. Then you're Chayav. So then we don't see they don't disagree over there. So I'm a Rabbo. Rabbo says, no, I'll show you where they argue. Michlal, the Polig, Bichado. There is a case where they argue, and that is here. Ditanya, we have a Breita. Hotzi Chatzi Grogeret, V'chazar V'hotzi Chatzi Grogeret. The shiur to be chayav on Shabbat is to take out a grogerit. Belem achat. If you do that in one forgetting, you're chayav. Because you have a chatzi and a chatzi, they're mitzdareif to make you chayav. B'shtei alamot, if you have a yediyah in between, then you're patur. Because the yediyah in between breaks up the chatzi grogerit and then the chatzi grogerit. Rabbi Yossi Omer, belem achat, u'birshut echad. That's only true if he forgot, plus it was birshut echad. That all happened in one reshut. It all happened from the same location to another location. Then he's chayav. B'shtei reshiot, it happened in two different locations, then patur. Locations create a division in the melacha. So now, we have a machluk. Tanakhama says that location does not divide. B'yosi says location does divide. So Rabbi Gamliel holds like the Tanakhama that location doesn't divide. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yossi that division, that location does divide. And then what's the modeh? The mode over here is that Rabbi Gamliel's mode to Rabbi Eliezer, that even though I don't think that locations are divisive in Mamalacha, I do think that Shabbatot are divisive, that each Shabbat is Gufin Mechulakim, and I'll agree to you in that case that you'll be Patur, because you can't be Mitzarei if the Chatzi Shiur here, to the Chatzi Shiur the next week. Now, just to note, as Tosfa points out, this isn't so simple what Rabbah does in the end, because if Rabbi Gamliel holds like the Tanna Kamma says, V'shtel Amot, if he has the idea in between, then you're Patur. But we already know for Rabbi Gamliel that Chatzi Shiur is not considered an yedio the chatzi shiur. And over here we have a case of chatzi shiur. You have chatzi kegroret and then a chatzi kegroret. And over there you're saying that the halama, that if he remembers in between, that it breaks it up. But where do you saw from a Gamliel that doesn't break it up? So that's, a Tosfot raises that question and leaves it bitzar chiyun. I think it's possible to answer this based on a chiddush that was said over from the grid Soloveitchik Zatzal. And he suggested there's a difference between chatzi shiur and chatzi melacha. And that's maybe the difference over here. Person who writes shtei otiyot, they are doing the melacha of ktiva. Someone who writes one ot and then writes another ot, they're not doing a chatzi shiur. They're doing a chatzi melacha. There is no melacha in writing a single ot. That's not true in hotza'ah. Hotza'ah is a melacha. If I take out the melacha with a chatzi shiur, I'm still doing the melacha of carrying it out. It happens to be that I'm doing with a chatzi gerogret, I'm doing with less than a shear. But the action I'm taking is called hotza'ah. As opposed to ktiva, ktiva is not called ktiva until I've written two otiyot. Because that's the definition of ktiva. Hotza'ah, the definition is moving from reshut to reshut. How much you have to take, that's a shear. So then I could differentiate over here. I could say, where does Rabbi Gamliel say that a yedia doesn't break it up? That's when we're talking about a chatzi melacha. By ktiva, where you have a chatzi melacha and a chatzi melacha, then the idea doesn't help you in between. And yedia the chatzi melacha. On the other hand, here, by the case of hotza'ah, where you do a pulat ha-melacha completely on the way out, you just have a chatzi shiur, then maybe over there Rabbi Gamliel will agree that the yedia works in between to divide it up. And therefore, it'll be chatzi shiur v'chatzi shiur, and the yedia will work in between. And maybe that's a way to reconcile over here between the two positions of Rabbi Gamliel, where if Rabbah sets up Rabbi Gamliel with regards to Hotza'ah, that Yediyah does help. Whereas by the Kotei Shtei Otiyot, we said that any Yediyah the Chatzi Shiur. And that will reconcile the question that Tosfot is asking over here. Now the Gemara moves on to reinvestigate the Mishnah. It says, Tashma, Amalo Chayav Al Kol Achat V'Achat Mikal V'Chomer. He says, Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Kiva's question and says that you're a Chayav in each one of them from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Nidash Ein Ba Totza'ot Harbei. Just like a nidah doesn't have multiple manifestations of the isur, it's a single isur of bi'ah, not like by Shabbat where there are multiple melachot, there we say that there is a division between them, then certainly by Shabbat. Now so bishlam al Rav Chista, the way Rav Chista explains it, damar shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot, by a case of shigigat Shabbat and zadon melachot, by minay, that was the question that Rabbi Kiva asked him, diyamim shebentayim mi havin yudiyah l'chaleik olo? Are the days in between l'chaleik or not? And that's why he answers him with regards to Nida. Because Nida, we also see that there are certain things that divide. We'll ask the Gemara, I'll ask that question in 1 second. Elo the Rabbo, Damar Zadon Shabbat, Vishigam Melachot Hudibai. The question was about a case where he knew a Shabbat, but he made a mistake about the Melachot. Then, the Shabbatot, the question over here is E, Kegufi and Dam Niolo, are they considered to be separate entities or not? Litnei Nidot. You should have written Nidot, meaning plural. We want to know if two different items, two different entities are separate. So what, you're not going to talk to me, Nida, Nida is a single entity. You're asking me whether the Shabbatot divide, and then you're answering me back about a single Nida. That's not the answer, that the answer should be. Just like Nidot, if you had separate women, each Bia would end up with a separate Gufim Mechulakim, so too by Shabbatot. That should have been the answer. Not Uma Nida, which works well according to Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, oh, just like there are days in between that are mechalek by Shabbat, I'll bring you a proof from Nida that also has something that sits in between that can do the same. So it works well for Rav Chista, but it's a problem for Rabbah. So Rabbah solves that problem. I'm like, Rabbah, tnei Nidot. Change the Mishnah to read Nidot and not Nida. Shmuel tnei Tani Nida. Shmuel said the Mishnah said Nida, meaning they was holding like Rav Chista. Vada Rabbah Tani Nida, like Rav Chista. Rav Natan Baroshia, Amar tnei Nidot. You should change it to Nidot, just like Rabbah. Ula Rav Chista. So now we have a question on Rav Chista. that he said that the question was about Shigat Shabbat and Zadom Malachot, where he knows Malachot are Surot, but he forgets that it's Shabbat. And over there he's asking, do the days in between make a difference? Tamim Shabbatayim, me having Yediyah Lechalek or not? Nida Mayamim Shabbatayim Havyan. What's that equivalent case that Rabbi Eliezer answers him from Nida? Where are they in between Yediyah Lechalek, Itba? What in Nida is days in between? So Amar Rova, Rova can answer and say, oh, I'll explain this for Rav Chista. Gugon Shabbalea, he had Bia with her while she was in Nida, but Tavla, she goes to the mikveh, Virata. And then she again sees Dam Nida, Vuchazar Balea. And then he sleeps with her again. Vitavla, she goes back to the mikveh to be Tahor. And then Vuchazar Balea, she again sees Virata again and sees Dam Nida, Vuchazar Balea. Did Tvilot, those Tvilot are Kiyamim, Sheben, Havien Kiyamin Sheben Taim. They're the equivalent of the weekdays that are in between. Tfilot are michalkot ben the issues of Nida, just like the weekdays are differentiating or sit in between the Shabbatot. And that's the comparison that Rabbi Eliezer is saying to Rabbi Akiva. Just like by Nida, going to the mikveh separates between each instance of Nida, so too by Shabbatot, the weekdays should sit in between and differentiate between those two areas. Then, when Rabbi Gamliel continues in the Mishnah, he says, Tashma, abalak tanot. Someone who sleeps with multiple minors, yochiach. Now, bishmo, the rabbo, that will work well into rabbi, hainuk tanik tanot, in plural, because they were talking about gufim mechulakim, because the question was about a case of zadon shabbat b'shigat milachot, and we want to know if the shabbatot are gufim mechulakim. So he brings a case of multiple minors, el rav chista mai ktanot. Why do you have to say ktanot? It should be a ktana. The question was about whether the intervening days are considered to be separate. Why do I need multiple gufim? That's not the question that was raised here. So he says, no, ktanot da'almo. Doesn't mean ktanot multiple minors. It means that minors in general, a person who slept with a minor in general. So it's talking about all the ktanot in the world, but not that we're talking about here about gufim mechlakim. Matanita and kalot kehadein tano. Our Mishnah is not like this tano, because this tano has a different reading of the whole story, the tanya. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo kach shalan Rabbi Akiva le Rabbi Eliezer. That's not the question that Rabbi Akiva posed to Rabbi Eliezer. Kach shalo. This is what he asked him. Habal ishto nida, b'chazar uba al ishto nida. Person has bia with their wife who's a nida, and then once again does that, behelam achat, in one forgetting, mahu. Chayav achat al kulan, is chayav on all of them one chatot, or chayav al kol achat v'achat, as he chayav on all, each one of them individually. Samlei chayav al kol achat v'achat, mikal v'chomer. Should be that he is chayav on each one individually, go mikal v'chomer. Ma shabbat, shein ba'el azhara achat, by Shabbat there's only one violation, shehu muzhar ala Shabbat. Ve'Shabbat ina muzharet alav, he is asur to violate Shabbat, but Shabbat doesn't have any obligations towards him. There is chayav al kol achat v'achat. Over there you're chayav on each Shabbat independently. Nida sheyesh ba shtei azharot, nida that there are two azharot, meaning shehu muzhar ala nida v'nida muzharet alav, that both parties are obligated to be mafrish themselves from the Isur, enu din shu chayav, then certainly should be chayav there, al kol achat v'achat, on each one individually. So here, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the question's reversed. Questions about Nida, and Rabbi Eliezer is bringing a proof from Shabbat. So Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Eliezer, lo, im amar b'Shabbat sheyesh ba totza'ot harbeh, l'chatot harbeh. You can't compare Shabbat to Nida. Shabbat has multiple ways to be in violation of the Shabbat, all the malachot, and that will result in chatot harbeh. Tomar b'Nida, shein ba totza'ot harbeh. Nida doesn't have multiple ways to be in violation. There's only one way to be in violation. It's that bia with the isha Nida. The chatot harbeh. So then you're going to suggest over there that you have to have chatot harbeh. Samalo. So he responded to him. Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Kiman and says, Abalak tanot yuchiyach. Let's prove it from having bi'a with a minor. Shein ba totza'ot harbeh, l'chatot harbeh, v'chayav kol achat v'achat. Over there is no differentiation. There's only one Isser again, which is the Isser of Nida. Yet, it results in multiple chatot, because if you sleep with multiple minors, you will be chayav in each one of them. So I'm like, oh, no, imam ratuk tenot, shekein gufin mechulakin. Can't prove anything from minors, because each one of them is a separate minor. So over there, you can argue that they should bring a korban in each of them. My question revolves around a case of a single woman. It's his wife that he sleeps with multiple times. So hello, abal behema yuchiyach. What about an animal? She'en gufin mechulakin. By behemot, we'd have no such concept. And there you're still chayav on each one of them independently. Amar lo, Habeimak yenida. He says back to him that my behema is just like a nida. And the, well, depending on how you read the Gemara before, but let's assume here that he reads a kipashtuto, which is, just like I have a question about nida, so do I have a question about behema. Same question that I'm raising by nida, I would raise the same by behema. You're taking for granted that that's the case. I don't think you can take it for granted. I think the same question arises by behema as it does by nida. Because over there you don't have gufim mechulakim, so therefore you chayav al koachat vachat, or no, there's one will cover all of these instances because you don't have gufim mechulakim. And that's how the Braita reads, again, obviously not like our Mishnah, which says the question was posed about Shabbat, and Rabbi Lezer was bringing the proof from Nida. Okay, that's the end of the Perek. And we start the next Perek. And here, in our Perek, we touched on Hashem Talui a little bit. Here we get the main Sugyot, the main Mishnayot about Hashem Talui, which is, Safek ala achal chelev, safek lo achal. It's uncertain as to whether he ate chelev, which is fats that are serim, that he be chayav a chatat for, if he did eat them. Then, vafil achal, and even if he did eat it, safek yesh bo shiur, safek ein bo shiur, he did eat the chalev for certain, but he just doesn't know if there was a shiur in the chalev or not a shiur in the chalev. Just in these cases, just to clarify over here, when we talk about safek achal chalev, safek lo achal, it's not in a case where he knew that it was chalev up front. There has to be some uncertainty about the case. The safek has to arise after the fact. As we, after the fact, he's not sure if what he consumed or what he ate was chalev. And even in the case of afilu chal, he thinks it's shuman. And then he finds out afterwards that it was chalev. Can't be that he knows it's chalev and he's just not sure about the shiur. It has to be a case where he thinks it's shuman. He ends up eating the chalev and then afterwards he's trying to determine if he had a shiur to be chayav or not. Whether he ate a kazayit's worth or not. That's the safek after the fact. But it can't be that up front, he has any knowledge about it being a chilev. If he knows it's chilev up front, then he's amazed. And then Hashem Talui has no relevance to him anymore. Even if there's a safek whether he ate a kazayit or not, but the fact that he knew it was chilev already creates the problem that you want to say, Tab Rashi on the Amid Bed, it says aval, it's to the second line in that Rashi. So Rashi says exactly what you're asking, which is that when you have a safek about whether this is shuman or chilev, and then you eat it, you're considered amazed, you don't have any shaykhut to Hashem Talui. Then, chelev bishuman lefanav. He has in front of him two pieces. One is of chelev, one is shuman. V'chad mechad mehem, and he eats one of them. Ve'en yodea is a man achal. He doesn't know which one that he ate. Now, again, originally he thinks he's eating shuman. It can't be a case where he knows there's chelev and shuman. He's not sure. Because that brings us back to that case of Rashi, and then he's called amazed. As we hear that he thinks they're both shuman, he finds out later that one of them was chelev, but he just doesn't know which one he ate. Or, a case, ishto v'achoto imo babayit. His wife and his sister are with him in the house. Shagag ba'achad mehem. He slept with what he thought was his wife. Then, ben yodeh ve'ezvehem shagag. And then afterwards, he doesn't know which one he slept with. Was his wife or his sister? Shabbat v'yom chol. It says Shabbat or a weekday. Basam malacha ba'achad mehem. And he did malacha on one of them. Ben yodeh ve'ezvehem asai. He doesn't know if he did the malacha on Shabbat or he did the malacha on v'yom chol. Mevi asham talui. On all these instances, he brings an asham talui. Kishim. Shim achal chelev v'chelev behelam achat. He eats multiple kzeitot of chilev in one forgetting. There you only bring one chatat. Kain, aloho do shalem, if you have a safek about whether he ate chilev, enu mevi ala sham talui echad. In the same instance where you have it behelam achat, all these sfekot arise, then he only brings one asham talui, the equivalent of what he would brought in terms of chataot. Imaitayu diya ben taim, if he had some knowledge in between that there was a problem, just like by chataot, that would separate between the chataot, that too will create a separation between the Hashem mot tluyin, and therefore you bring a separate Hashem talui on every case of safek, because he had yidia ben taim. Just like a person who eats all these different isurim in one forgetting, you chayav on every isur that you violated, so too on their sfekot, you bring an Hashem Talui separately on Dam, Chelev, Pigol, Notar. You don't just bring one single Hashem Talui to cover you. Now why? What's the Gemara is telling you that Hashem Talui matches up with a Chatat. Why would you think otherwise? The answer is because an Hashem Talui is not a regular Korban. It doesn't bring you Kapara. Hashem Talui affords you protection until you figure out whether you needed to bring a Chatat or not. So possibly you could have thought that over here when you're chayav multiple chataot, you only need one form of protection. You bring one Hashem Talui, that'll give you the protection you need until you have it. Gemara's answer is no, that the Hashem Talui follows the chataot. whatever you would have to bring in terms of numbers of chatot, you'll have to bring in terms of numbers of hashemot luyin. So now Itmar, we have a machloket here. It's going to take us through all the way through into tomorrow's daf, which is Rav Asi Amar Chatichat Achat Shaninu. Safek Shel Chelev, Safek Shel Shuman. Even in a case where you have one piece of fat in front of you, and after the fact there's a safek of whether that was Shuman or Chelev. He had one piece in front of him, he thought it was Shuman, he ate it, then finds afterwards and he's not sure whether it's Chelev or Shuman. Chibarav Amar Chaticha Mishtei Chatichot Shaninu. It's got to be a case where he had a choice between two pieces. He had to have Chelev and Shuman in front of him. He thought they were both Shuman. Ate one of them and finds out after the fact that one of them is really Chelev. That's the only case that you bring an Hashem Taluy. What's the difference? B'maika Miflegei, they argue about the explanation of the Pasuk in Vayikra that talks about the Hashem Taluy, which says, V'asta achat mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo ta'asena v'lo yadav Hashem. So then he has to bring the Hashem. So over there it says, V'asta achat mikol mitzvot Hashem. The mitzvot is written with one vav. So Rav Asis Avar Yesh Im Lemisoret, the way that it's written in the Torah with one vav, if you didn't have nikudot, you would say that means mitzvat k'tiv. Even one mitzvah, achat mitoch one, one out of one. In case we have a safek about the single thing you ate, and that's why he says in the case where you have in front of you a piece that you thought was shuman, you ate it, and afterwards find out it's a safek, you bring an Hashem Taluy. V'chir Barav Amar Yesh Im Lemikra, that we learn the psukim or give precedence to the psukim the way we read it. And the word in the pasuk is not mitzvot, but read as mitzvot, as if there were two vavs in it, karina. And mitzvot is plural, too. And that means achat mikol mitzvot, one out of two. And one out of two is the only time you're going to bring an Hashem Taluy. Hey, tevei Rav Huna, the Rav Asi, v'amar lo achir barav, the Rav Asi. Rav Huna asked the question of Rav Asi or achir barav. Both of them are talmidim of Rav. Achir barav is his son. Rav Huna is a talmid. And we see a lot of interaction between Rav Huna and achir barav, both as being talmidim of Rav. So one of them challenged Rav Asi, Chelev is Shuman lefanav, our Mishnah. Chelev and Shuman are in front of him, v'achal achat me'ane, and he eats one out of those two. My love, what would you think? Mi d'seifa shtei chatichot, reishan ami shtei chatichot. Just like this case in the Mishnah is talking about two pieces, must be that the first case in the Mishnah is also talking about two pieces. So Amar lo Rav, Rav said to whoever posed this question to Rav Asi, Lo tizlu butter ipcha. Don't ask questions where you can learn just the opposite. The answer is no. You can learn just the other way. Teichol ishnuye. Rav Asi can answer. Lechu seifa b'shtei chatichot. The second case in the Mishnah is a case of two chatichot, but the first case ratio but the chaticha achat. The case in the ratio is a case where it's one piece. Where it says yochi yesh lomar chaticha achat mechayev shtei chatichot tzvicha. So if you did suggest that was the way to explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah already dealt with the case where you had one piece in front of you bringing Hashem Taluy, then Shtei Chatichot Tzricha, then why does the Mishnah have to me bring two pieces at all? So Mara says, Zug Ein Tzarich Lamei Marzuk, Tani. It's a case, a style of, stylistic way of writing the Mishnayot, that even though the next case is obvious from the first one, they write it anyway. They tell you the biggest Chiddush, and then afterwards they tell you things that are less of a Chiddush. So even though they told you about the Chatiyacha Achat, they go on to tell you still about Shtei Chatichot. The Gemara says, "Luchir Barav, Damar Misefa b'Shtei Chatichot Reisha, Nam b'Shtei Chatichot." According to Chir Barav, who says, "Oh, I'm fine because the case in the Seifa, where in the top of the page where it says that it was Shtei Chatichot, the Reisha, the first case when it didn't tell us how many Chatichot, was also b'Shtei Chiyot. Midna Tarti Lomali. Then why do you need to in the Mishnah have two cases that have the same thing?" The Gemara says, "No, Prushikim Mefarish. The Mishnah is explicating on the first case. Safek Achal Chelev, Safek Lo Achal. It's a question of whether he ate Chelev or Shuman." Mevi Hashem Taluy. Ketzad, where is that case? Kagon, Shaya Chelev Bishuman Lefanav. It's a case where he had two pieces in front of him. So it's explicating on what the case is, where you have this safek that you're bringing Hashem Taluy. Some Rav Yehuda Amarav. Hayu Lefanav. So this is Rav Yehuda saying the name of Rav. Before we had Chir Barav, quoting this Shita. And obviously Chir Barav got the Shita from Rav. So now Amarav Yehuda Amarav. Hayu Lefanav Shtei Chatichot. He had in front of him two pieces. Then, achat shel shuman, achat shel chayav, achal achat mehem, bein yodei zeh mehen achal, he ate one of them, doesn't know which one he ate. Then, he's chayav, he brings an Hashem Taluy. In that case, he didn't know, in the first place, he thought they were both shuman. After the fact, he finds out one of them is chayav, he doesn't know which one he ate. Then he brings a Hashem Taluy, chatiyacha, achat. There was one piece in front of me, he thought it was shuman, and after the fact, he finds out, sevek shel chayav, sevek shel shuman, v'achlo apatur. You don't bring an Hashem Taluy. So again, Chir Barav said this before, now we have Yehuda, the name of Rav, saying it, and obviously Chir Barav got it from his father, Rav. So Rabba, my time, the Rav. So what Rabba comes to explain, what's the reasoning behind Rav? The Amar Kra, Until he makes a mistake with two mitzvot, there's mitzvat k'tiv, because it says in the Torah, the way it's written is mitzvat, but mitzvot k'rinan. The kri is mitzvot, and therefore we're going to say it means two. So similar to the way we had explained the machloket before, that's the way Rabbi explains the machloket here, has to do with whether you think there's im le-misoret or im le-mikra. And that's what Rav thinks. Rav thinks that it's aim the mikra, and since it says mitzvot in plural, the way we read it, therefore, only by two chatichot are you chayav. Eit ve'abaye, Abaye, the challenge, the Rabbah's understanding of the machloket. Rav Elazar omer, koi, chayven alav Hashem toloi. Koi is something that is a safek behima, safek chaya. If someone eats the chalev from that, then he will not vadai chayav on it, because it's chalev that he eats from it, you're not automatically chayav, because we don't know if it's a chaya, which is chalev is mutar, or behima, whose chalev is asur. But yet he brings an Hashem toloi, and that's talking about one piece of chalev. Amalo, Rabbi Elazar, sabar yesh em lemesoret. Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Elazar holds like the way Rav Asi did before, that there's in the mitzvot, mitzvat k'tiv. The k'tiv in the pasuk is in the singular. And therefore, he doesn't think you need two chatichot. I don't hold like Rabbi Elazar, but that's what Rabbi Elazar says. Eitavei, the question by Yibum. Safek ben tishad rishon, u ben shiva le'acharon.
The brother
was miyabim her, then she gives birth. The birth takes place 9 months after the first husband died, 7 months after she performed Yibum. She didn't wait the requisite 3 months in between. So now she has a baby, Yotzi. She has to divorce him. Vavlad kasher. The child is not considered to be a mamzer. V'chayav Hashem taloi. And she's chayavet Hashem taloi because we're not sure if the child belonged to the first brother, then she wouldn't have to perform Yibum. And then she slept with the Eshet Ach, which is chayav chata'at. On the other hand, if the child belonged to the second husband, to the other brother who married as Yibum, then she's patur. That's a safek, whether she has to bring a chatah here for Eshet Ach. And here we're saying you bring an Hashem taloi. There's no safek of two people over here. This is one instance, one situation, and you bring an Hashem taloi. So he answers, Rabbah says, Hamani, Rabbah Lazarhi. And just like we said before, that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Elazar will be the author of this Mishnah Yibum. Eitve, Nimsa Shalo Tmeim. So now this is a case of Nida, where they had Tashmish Amita. We'll talk about this when we get to Mishnah, to Nida, but they used to check. After they performed Bia, the woman used to check herself to see if she was a Nida, to see if she saw any dam. She used to take an aid, a cloth, and check herself. The man, too, would wipe himself off and check on the cloth if there was any dam. Nimtzal Shalo, if you find dam on him after the Bia, Tmeim, there Vadai, she was a Nida, because the only way that he can have dam on his Aver, if it was she was a Nida when they were having Bia. The Chayavin Bekarban, there they have to bring a Korban, Al Shela, if they find the dam on her aid, meaning on her cloth that she cleans herself with, Etyom, if it happened immediately, and the Gemara Nida discusses what's considered immediately, Tmeim, V'chayavin Bekarban, they're classified as that it was Bol Nida, you bring a Korban. Nimsa Shela, they find it on hers, the Achar Zman, after some period of time, Tmeim Misafek. Then they are Tmeim Misafek, because we don't know if she was Pirsa Nida after the Bia, or she was already a Nida beforehand. Upturim in a Korban. They don't have to make a Korban. V'tani Allah, V'chayavin, when it says that they have to bring a Korban, is Mishum Asyam Taloi. It's Chayav Mishum Asyam Taloi. They don't have to bring an Asyam Taloi, not a Chatat Vadait. We don't know for certain. Not when it's his, but when it's hers, we're not sure that for certain she was an Ida. So again, he says, Hamani, who will be the author of this? Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar hi. Amar, Rabbi Chia. So now we have Rabbi Chia saying, Amar Rav. Another quote in the name of Rav. Ayulafunav shtei chatichot, achat shel chelev, v'achat shel shuman. He has two pieces in front of him. One of chelev, one of shuman, v'achal achat mehen. And he eats one of them, v'enu deyaz mehen achal chayav. Then he's chayav for an Hashem toloi. Chaticha achat. If it was one piece, safek shuman, shoshvik shachalav, achla patur. In that case, he is patur. I'm Rabbi Zeira, my time with the Rav. So now Rabbi Zeira is going to offer an alternative explanation of Rav's position. So far we had Rabba's explanation of Rav's position, and that was Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav gave us the position of Rav, and then Rabba explained that position. Now we have Rabbi Chia giving us the position of Rav, and Rabbi Zeira is coming to explain that position. And he's going to give us a different explanation than Rabba did. Now the Shita Mikubetz, it says that the case is it's Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav, that the quote is also from Rabbi Zeira, and then he goes on to explain the position of Rav. So my time with the Rav, Kasavar Shtei Chatichot Efshar Levarer Yisuro, Chaticha Achat Efshar Levarer Yisuro. We have two pieces, you can always check out the Yisur afterwards, because one piece is left behind. You consumed one piece, But there's a piece left behind, and through the piece that's left behind, we can figure out which one was the Shuman and which one was the Chelet. But in case of one piece, you've consumed all the evidence. If you consumed all the evidence, there's no way we're going to ever be able to figure out whether it was Shuman or Chelet. So Ma'ika ben Taima de Rabba, the Taima de Rabbi Zero, what's the difference between Rabba's explanation of Rav and Rabbi Zero's explanation of Rav? Ikbenero kazayta mechsa. It's a case where you have a kazayat worth of Chelet, and a half kazayat worth of Shuman there. Now that's what we know, but the case really is a case where we don't know which is which. He thinks it's all Shuman, but it's one and a half kazaytim. He consumes a kazayat, and then he finds out afterwards that one of those two pieces was Chelet, and one of them was Shuman. So over there in the case, according to Rabba, there's nothing to talk about. He says, achat mikol mitzvot. Mitzvot is a plural, that means you need two kazaytim. You need two full pieces to be there in order for it to be chayav, in order for you to be chayav in Hashem Taloi. Rabbi Zera says, I just need evidence left behind. Chatzi kazayit is just as good evidence as a full kazayit. And therefore, could, in that case, bring in Hashem Taloi. According to Rabba, chatzi kazayit is as if it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then you'll have one piece again, and in one piece, Rab doesn't say that. So that'll be the nafkamina between them. The Rabba, like a mitzvot batur. According to Rabba, you don't have two full gzeitim, so you haven't fulfilled the issue of mitzvot, and therefore you're patur. Rabbi Zeira, efshar devarer, isuro, you can still figure out what the outcome is here because you have some evidence left behind. So, Eidvei Rabbi Yirmi, other Rabbi Yirmi challenged Rabbi Zeira's explanation of Rav. Rabbi Elazar Omer, koi, chayvin al chalbo, Hashem Taloi. In the case where he eats the chelet from the koi, he has something, he brings in Hashem Taloi. Now this is something where we'll never know the answer. It's a safek. We don't know if it's a behemah chayah. It's not something efshar levarer. Yet you're bringing Hashem Taloi. Malay, Rabbi Elazar savar, lo bin in levarer isuro. Rabbi Elazar disagrees with this position and thinks that you do not have to check out the isur in order to be chayav and Hashem Taloi. You can even, in a case where you have shalav arro, you'll bring in Hashem Taloi. And Rab says, I disagree with that. Eight days, safek ben tishal rishon or ben shival acharon. Same question we asked before with regards to Yibum. Yotziv avlad kasher, he has to suggest to divorce the second husband, the brother, that she performed Yibum, but, and the vlad is considered to be kasher, chayav, basham toloi, and she brings in Hashem toloi. Hamani, again, he'll answer, Rabbi Elazar he. Now again, that's a case we'll never be able to know. We'll never know if the baby is from 7 months from the second husband or 9 months from the first husband, there's no way for us to be mevarer that isur, yet you bring in Hashem Taloi. So again, Rabbi Zeir is going to say, that's authored by Rabbi Elazar, the same way that Rabbi answered it. Eitvei, Nimtza al Shalah, here we're quoting the latter half of that Mishnah in Nida, that if Nimtza al Shalah, if he finds it on hers, the Bach adds in the first part of the Mishnah, but again, that's not as relevant to us, which is Nimtza al Shalah, etyom, if they find it on hers cloth immediately, tmeim, v'chayavin, v'korban, and we know that korban is in Hashem Taloi. Nimtza shalal achar zman, if they find it on her cloth after time, tmeim misafek, the tamei, because of the safek, turim in a karban, because after time there's a lot of doubt of whether she was actually a nida at the time of biyah. Tani Allah, chayvin v'asham toloi, the chayav here means in Hashem toloi. Again, Rabbi Zera answer, amani Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar says, you don't need to be mevarer. Of course, because in our case, also over here, it's a case where the nida, you have the blood on the cloth, we'll never know if she was a nida at that time or not. We can't clarify that. We can't figure out if she was a nida or not at the time, because all the evidence is done. Meaning we're after the fact already, you can't figure that out. And it's because of that, you would have suggested, according to Rabbi Zera's explanation of Rab there, that you can't bring an Hashem Taloi. Yet, the Mishnah says you do bring an Hashem Taloi. The answer is again, Rabbi Zera, that's authored by Rabbi Elazar, who disagrees with my position. And then tomorrow, we'll work on Rav Nachman's Shita, which is the third way to explain Rav's position. So far we've had two explanations of Rav's position. We had Rabba's explanation that it has to do with the psukim, im lemikra. Therefore, since we focus on the way it's read, which is mitzvot, you need one out of two in order to be chayav. Rabbi Zeira give us the second explanation of Rav's opinion, which is that it has to do with efshar levarer. Can I ever figure out what happened here? If I have evidence left over, then there's a possibility I can figure it out. If all the evidence has disappeared, then there's no way I'm going to ever figure it out. And therefore, you don't bring an Hashem Taloi in that case. Because Hashem Taloi only comes where there's a possibility of reaching a chatat in the end. Because then I can be mevarer the safek, so Hashem Taloi holds me over until I bring the chatat. Or if I decide whether I do need to or don't need to bring a chatat. In a case where I'm never going to know whether I should have brought a chatat or not over there, you don't bring an Hashem Taloi because it's not something that we can mevarer. The Hashem Taloi is only in a case where we can eventually figure out whether you needed to bring a chatat or not. Okay, we'll stop over here.